when you've got free time, you'll go off to one of these study rooms and start preparing. How do you prepare yourself for a performance?
Whatever program I've got, I tend to go through it slowly, because then the brain picks it up better as well, and then it's also easier and clearer, and it's quite beneficial anyway for me, practicing it slowly. And definitely left hand alone as well as right hand, because then the brain's more aware of everything, what the left hand and the right hand's doing, and without pedal, mostly.
What's the difference then without the pedal?
Then you can achieve greater legato, so you don't depend on the pedal. The ultimate aim is not to depend on the pedal, but to make the pedal just an effect. For example, if I'm playing, if this isn't, this legato's not very good, then I would have to depend on the pedal if it should be legato. Then it's legato.
Oh, right.
But then if you've worked at it, then you don't have to depend on the pedal for it.
So is this something that you have learned since being here, or is this something that you've always been aware of from early on?
No. When I was young, I was quite lazy because I didn't like practicing slowly, because obviously it can get quite boring. But now I enjoy it in a strange way. I really like practicing slowly, as well as hand separately.
Do you notice a difference between the pieces that you played 5 years ago to the way you play them today? How do you interpret these pieces today compared to 5 years ago?
For example, when I was 12, obviously I'd play the Schumann in the concert for the film, Schumann Piano Concerto, and I just recorded it this month again. So in that space of time, I didn't play it at all. I had to learn it again for this year. I kind of saw much more of it and saw all these different possibilities, whereas when I was 12, I only saw one. I can't remember the details how I played it when I was 12, but I can tell that I have evolved quite a lot, and I understand the music much better. And that's what I did before. Going forward, crescendo way, I'll play again. But then I saw, with help from the conductor as well, who I recorded with, that actually that it can also work that way.
Right.
That's an example I can actually remember.
Do you think you'd have had the same opportunity had you stayed in Switzerland?
I don't know. I'm very lucky to have Mr. Fung as my teacher, and I have done since I joined this school. And I guess I wouldn't be where I am now without the school and him. So I don't think so. I know in Zurich, it's very good for musicians, for example, of 18 plus, because there's a Zurich Conservatory. But definitely because I could play in great halls, and I had an opportunity to play concerts there. Obviously, it was beneficial in that way in Switzerland.